Hi, it's Paul Hurst here on board the Key 103 Media Bus at Waterhead Academy today. And we're with a group of Year 10 students, and we've been looking at apprenticeships. Why don't you all say hello, first of all?
Hello!
Hello!
Great, it's great to have these guys on the bus today. And we've actually been trying to bust a few myths, so common misconceptions that people have when it comes to apprenticeships. So I've got four of the guys with me now, and they're going to actually take us through some of the myths that have been busted on the bus today.
Hi, my name's Jack, and the myth I bust is that apprentices are not actually easy to get, and they're not just for people who can't get into college. They're actually quite hard to and take quite a few interviews to actually get an actual apprentice.
Great. So yeah, Jack's right there. You're not guaranteed an apprenticeship is what we're saying, are you?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Of course, you might be guaranteed a college place if you get the grades, but it is a little bit different there. Thank you, Jack. So over to you, Sam. Tell us a little bit about yourself and which myth you're busting.
Hi, I'm Sam, and the myth I'm busting is that you don't just get thrown in at the deep end immediately. You do get training for whatever apprenticeship you have, and you also get a qualification for what you're doing. So you do full-time work for 4 days and then study for 1 day.
Great, that's really good. So you're kind of getting the best of both worlds, is it fair to say? You're not doing all work or just all studies, so it might suit somebody who wants a bit of variety in their working week as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, great, okay. And who have we got next?
I'm Ethan, and I'm going to bust the financial side of getting an apprentice. Now, a lot of people think it's just minimum wage and you're working a couple of days a week, but you're actually having all your training costs covered by your employer. And you're earning as well, so you're getting the best of both sides of working and getting training.
Great, and does that include right up to university level as well? Because obviously, tell us a bit about how much it costs to go to uni normally and how much you're saving then over 3 years.
Well, if you're going to go to university yourself, it could cost over £40,000. But if it's all covered by your employer, you're saving at least £40,000 for your training. You're getting work experience with it as well.
Great, so there's money to be saved as well as money to be earned there. Thanks very much for that, Ethan. And who have we got next?
Hi, my name's Robert, and I'm going to tell you how the experience is very different and you can learn from experienced staff as well.
Great, so if we're going to college as young people, generally speaking, we're with people of our own age and all in it together kind of thing. What you're saying, Robert, is it's a very different group of people that you might be working with on an apprenticeship. Can you tell us a bit more?
Well, you're not just, like, talking to your anyone your age. You're seeing how, like, other real people doing their jobs. And, like, you can learn stuff from them.
Great. Well, on that, thank you very much, Robert. I've got Justin with us as well. Justin's from Key 103 from the news team. Justin, tell us a little bit about that. What's it like as a journalist yourself? What's it like to be working with work experience people at Key 103?
Well, it's funny you say that, because on Monday, I was reporting in Manchester, and there was a lad who was in from uni. He was studying broadcast journalism at City University in London, and he'd come up to spend a few days with Key 103. And I took him out with me for the day. We went on a few stories, we interviewed a few people, and he said to me that one day, working as a journalist, because he was doing interviews, he was getting stuck in. He said he learned more in that day than he would say many weeks at uni, because he felt like he was sort of given the chance to do what we do on a daily basis. So he really learned a lot from that. And plus now, when he goes to an employer or he goes somewhere and they say, "What experience have you got?" he can say, "Well, I've reported for Key 103," because he did.
And it was very different for both of us getting into the world of media. What do you think about the opportunities when it comes to media and apprenticeships? What does it make you think, Justin?
I get a little bit jealous of you guys, if I'm honest, the guys that are coming through now, because there's so many more opportunities now than there was when I was getting into journalism. And the great thing about apprenticeships is exactly what you guys have said. You know, you get the training, you get the experience, you also get to network as well, you get to meet people that work in that field, and that can come in handy, you know, further down the line. And also, another note, this is probably the best time, especially in media, to be getting into it in Manchester, because there's so many things happening in Manchester at the minute. You've got Media City, you've got ITV are coming up here, you've got Sky moving more people up here, so it's a really exciting time. And now for apprenticeships, I think the world's your oyster.
lots of opportunities. It goes without saying, we wish you all the very best with your future. And thanks for visiting the Key 103 bus today. See you again. See you.